fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Welcome to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. First time live ever, remote in 7 years. We are on site at Serta's Brewing right here at 600 Government Street. We've got a raucous crowd here that were just absolutely curious to see how radio was made. So I hope they have strong stomachs and they can handle this tonight. But we are very happy to be here at Serta's Brewing for beer and cigars with fine cigars provided by Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge. They're here with a whole selection of fine cigars for you to enjoy. So if you're not here, you're missing it. You need to be at Serta's Brewing tonight for Common Sense Radio and beer and cigars. Obviously, we're enjoying it. All right, we're here, as always, on Thursday night with the story, the backstory, the side story, the story that you didn't hear about all the news that came in during the week that you wondered about, that you want to talk about. And as always, you're always amazed that this show can be picked up and moved from its underground bunker hidden away somewhere in West Mobile, moved downtown by our award-winning engineer. He is the wizard of the airwaves. He can make the electrons dance wherever he needs to make them dance, whether it's in the underground bunker or at a brewery or at a cigar lounge. And that is our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those.
Mark Holliday is in the house.
Thank you. Thank you
very much.
I actually have a lot of help tonight. Dalton Orwig is helping out along with the electron dance.
That's right. And we'll be doing the electron dance
after
the first break. We'll have some how to do the steps.
Yeah.
And Dalton's on the board here, and we got Philip back in the studio trying to keep us straight.
A whole crew. Absolutely.
Now, I know some of you are probably concerned about the content of the program, that maybe at certain times you may be offended or you might laugh yourself silly, but we have with us tonight our Director of Quality Assurance. She is charged with bringing dignity and decorum to the show. She monitors us, and she tries to help us stay on track, be focused on the topics at hand. It is our co-host, executive producer, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor. Big round of applause for Teresa.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Yay, Teresa. There you go. It's exciting to be live.
It's a beautiful night.
Isn't it? It's perfect weather.
It is.
Now, you could tell we're a little bit shy because we've never actually had
It's a first
to have a live studio audience, and where better to do it than Serta's Brewery. So you got to get down here. Okay, there's a lot of news items to cover, but since this is our first remote live broadcast, what we thought I'd bring up first, because not everybody may agree with the opinions we put on this show,
what do you mean?
Is I want to mention that locally, your community and your government works. We actually work together, and it kind of doesn't matter about party, kind of doesn't matter about your affiliation or whatever it is, but you see us work through the complex issues that face the city, unless, of course, it's a stadium. No, that's a problem. But other than a stadium, we work through those. We work together. We reach across the aisle. And we can discuss these things and work together.
And sure. We do it well here in Mobile.
And in Mobile,
I think we do a really good job.
Mobile has a very good reputation. The legislative delegation works together. And you can see that everybody at Serta's Brewery is working together tonight. They're all smoking cigars and drinking
fun.
Beer. So what better cooperation is there than that? All right, let's get to the news of the day, or the news of the week, since we're only here for the week.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Okay, I know a lot of people probably have on their mind that President Trump has had a very tough week with different things happening for the president, the Manafort trial came back. He's guilty on 8 of 10 accounts. And I know that you hear the news media going totally nuts with that. You know, they just repeating impeachment, right, and all that. The first thing on the Manafort, it has nothing to do with the campaign. It has nothing to do with Russians.
Right.
Had nothing to do with Russian interference. There's nothing to it.
It was tax matters.
Right. It was tax matters from over a decade ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that the guy shouldn't be held accountable if he's for tax evasion, but Lord have mercy, it has nothing to do with the purpose of the special counsel, which was supposed to come out and go, hey, what's going on with the election,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Interference, Russian interference, had nothing to do with that. And then you have his personal attorney, or one of his personal attorneys, Michael Cohen. Oh, he flips because they've got him on a bunch of charges.
Wouldn't you too?
Yeah, I guess so.
If you're threatened enough.
And that's really the point. The point of all this, if you took a special counsel and unleashed him on anybody,
right,
I don't care who it is, let him unleash him on the Democrats. Unleash him on the people here at Certus tonight, and some of y'all are going to jail.
if you dig deep enough, it doesn't
even have to be a special counsel. Let any prosecutor come after you.
Right.
And they're going to find something to put you in front of a judge.
Absolutely.
And then it becomes this guilty by association.
It's guilt by association. I don't know. I think they said over 200 times on cable news today, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. I don't know that it's going to go anywhere.
Well, that's the ultimate goal. Since they couldn't stop the election, of Donald Trump, the ultimate goal is for impeachment.
Right. Right.
And it's always been. I think what they said, the mainstream media today, or was it just one channel, CNN, said the word 220 times?
220, yes. No, that's exactly.
And so basically you see the headline, guilty, and then
that's not really what's happening. That's not how it works. I mean, look what we're seeing. It has nothing to do with law. Has everything to do with politics. This is only politics to tell a certain narrative, a certain story, and get a reaction for that. And hopefully those people who are not as astute as the people at Certus who follow the news very closely will just be swayed by whatever headline.
Sure.
Or the repetition of an impeachment 220
times.
Well,
and you know what, Pete? You don't have to dig too far, because just under the main headline, have you read, like, people are loving what's going on
in
America right now.
The Target CEO. Right.
Which I'm wondering, remember about Target, they're not exactly known for being super conservative or Republicans even. I mean, I don't know who the CEO voted for.
What did they say?
But let's say, they say there's never been a better environment.
Better environment. Absolutely.
Never. So there we go.
And that's what I think, as we head to the midterm, which everybody's, oh, now the Democrats are going to win, is we're looking at people voting against their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
We haven't seen this sort of prosperity in over a decade. So who wants to go back to a declining economy? You can't find jobs, suppressed wages. You know, you need more government dependence. Who wants to go back to that?
I don't think
maybe
anybody
some
does.
There's a news item out. 52% of children in the United States are being raised in households that receive government benefits.
Well,
so we may have a generation that thinks it's a good idea.
Maybe.
I'm sure a lot of the millennials that are trying to tune us out while we're talking probably think that. They're sitting out there thinking, you're nuts. We want... She heard it. There's a millennial. Yeah. She heard it,
Yes.
We want that free Medicare for everybody and all that stuff. Yeah,
she
that's what we're here for.
No, she doesn't.
So, you never know what the people. You can't take it for granted. Is the point on all this? And that reminds me, I neglected here at the beginning because I know for the crowd it's kind of hard to participate. But you can text us at 251-343-0106, and we will read your very witty comment or hopefully a very pithy insult on the air. So you can do that at 251-343-0106. Or if you want, you can call in from the audience or anywhere out in South Alabama. Or actually, we got listeners across the Gulf
and
Coast.
And even one of our favorite fans, Taxman.
Taxman, it's too bad he's not here, but he's hearing us loud and clear.
That's right.
From Certus. Okay, look, we're up at the first break. Folks, we got lines open at 251-343-0106. Or if you're shy, just give us a text, and we will read it at 343-0106. We will be right back from the Serta Brewing Studios with Common Sense Radio.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta Brewing Studios, our first time ever live remote of Common Sense Radio. And don't forget our wonderful sponsors. You're probably watching the stock market go up and down, and you're wondering, what's going to happen with the economy? What's going to happen with my stocks and my IRA and my 401k and my retirement? You need to be ready. You need to have gold and silver. If you don't have precious metals, you are not diversified. You need to go to Loop Coin at 3972 Government Boulevard. That is your headquarters to buy or sell gold or silver. They can help you. They can walk you through it. They can answer your questions. So for all your gold and silver needs, go to Loop Coin at the corner of Government Boulevard, Azalea Road, and Skyland Shopping Plaza. Hey, and as I remember, the crowd here is getting a little bit unruly, so if you want to participate, you need to text us at 251-343-0106 or give us a call from anywhere in the country. That number works, 251-343-0106. And we are so excited that we have our first remote broadcast, live broadcast. And I'll confess, we just did it so we could drink beer and smoke cigars. But we have the owner, John Serta of Serta's Brewery. John, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for coming out. We really appreciate this, and I think everybody's having a good time. And like you said, it gives us a good reason to drink and smoke and make a little money. So I'm pretty happy about this.
Yes, and we're always looking for an excuse to drink beer and smoke fine cigars from Havana Ray Cigar Lounge. So. Now, John, how long has Serta's been? You converted an old Goodyear tire.
We did. I'm surprised you said Goodyear because everybody thought it was a Firestone, but it was a Goodyear.
A Goodyear tire, and now you make beer here.
We do. So you used to get your oil changed and your tires rotated, and now you can get beer.
Now you get your beer changed right here. Come on in.
But we opened Iron Bowl weekend when Alabama lost to Auburn, and we thought that was going to be a slow weekend for us. But apparently Auburn drinkers are big drinkers, and they came out and celebrated in full force. So that was fire by baptism?
Fire by baptism. Hopefully there were some Alabama fans drowning their sorrows that week.
There were maybe one or two, but
one
majority
or two
of Auburn fans. So that was a good weekend for us, and then ever since then Mobile's really embraced us, and we've been really blessed with how things are going so far. So we've been very happy.
No, it's a great venue. You can see the brewery there and how the beer is made. They have it all here on display. They have a great inside bar area, air conditioned, very nicely appointed. And they have the best outdoor venue. This weather tonight is perfect. If you're not here, you're missing it. This is the best weather. You cannot beat this outside. Having a good craft beer and a fine cigar. So hopefully you're pleased tonight with the...
They're very pleased. We appreciate 106.5 coming down here and having a beer and a cigar with us. We look forward to doing it again.
Well, we hope to do it again because, like I said, we always looking for an excuse to drink beer and smoke cigars.
Exactly right. Sounds
all right, like John, thank you so much for hosting us tonight. We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, we got some folks have texted in on the text line there. Somebody texted in wants to know where Attorney General Jeff Sessions is. Do we have any Jeff Sessions fans in the house? Uh-oh, I didn't hear nothing. That's not good. All right. Well, anyway, look, Jeff Sessions was a favorite son of Alabama, a very renowned, noble senator who had the best reputation. And there's a lot of people kind of questioning what's going on with the attorney general because they feel like the special counsel is a little bit out of control, running amok.
Well, and then the Fox News thing where Trump pretty much called him out.
Oh, yeah, called him out. So they got kind of that public feud going on, which, you know, makes people uncomfortable.
It does. And it is a bit confusing, especially for us in Alabama, you know. To me, Jeff Sessions is a bit of a hero. So it's kind of like, it's confusing.
No,
it's hard
I mean,
to unravel what's going on.
I've always been a Jeff Sessions fan. I've always, if there's one guy in Washington that has integrity, that
it's
stands
him.
Up, it's him. And so
but
we're
now
all at
it
a
doesn't
loss
feel
right
like
now.
That's what we're hearing. Well, and then
look,
especially.
I think we have LD the Mad Trucker on line one. He wants to chime in on that. Let's go to line one, LD the Mad Trucker. LD, are you there?
Yeah. I'm there, and even though I lost my voice, I'm still mad. Jeff Sessions.
Tell us about it. What are you mad about?
That paper tiger. You know what? Alabama was so proud when our president picked this man, and all he's done is put on a cardigan sweater and sit in a corner somewhere. What's he done? I want him out of there now.
Right, that's Mad Trucker. He's speeding up I-65, I think, right now. Drive safe there, LD, the Mad Trucker. And we have people texting in on that. And I'm kind of at a loss as well because the special counsel seems to have no bounds.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying before the break. If you took a special counsel and gave him no restrictions and said, hey, come down to Surtur's Brewery and pick every fifth person in the crowd tonight, they're going to jail.
Yeah,
they'll
exactly.
get you. I mean, there's a book, I forget who wrote it, Three Felonies a Day, that said that we've become such a litigious society and we are so overburdened by laws that as we go about our lives, just living every day, that each of us probably commits three felonies a day.
Oh,
the number of laws on the book, that's not surprising at all.
No.
Yeah, and we don't even know.
So the point is that they can get anybody. If they want to get you, they can get you.
And then do you remember when the words waterboarding were like in the headlines every day and the left adamantly opposed waterboarding, it's torture. And I will not take credit for coming up with this, but, you know, in some senses, when you think about, like, Trump's lawyer and just, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. If you threaten people long enough with real things, it's going to be,
well, you're
like
bankrupting
torture.
Them. You're,
yeah,
bankrupting,
you're bankrupting
them. They're bankrupt. They're paying the legal fees. And look, that's what happened to General
you
Flynn.
You can make them sing at some point with threats.
Look, that's
it
what
doesn't
happened.
Matter what kind of threat.
That's what happened to General Flynn. They said, look, we're about to indict your son.
Right.
We're going to bring him in here and put him through all of this. And, you know, they were bankrupting him, and he didn't want his son to go through it. So he finally said, all right, let's make a plea deal. Let's get this over with. And it's a manipulation. It should scare you, should scare people to think that a prosecutor with a vengeance can come after you and drag you into court.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it may be like a physical. I thought this is a good analogy.
Right. All right. We got David holding on line two. Let's see. I think David wants to change the topic on it. David, what do you got for us?
Well, I want to talk about the drag queens that want to talk, that really want to read to the kids, Pete. We already talked about this a little bit earlier, but
the drag queens, so the people know, Ben May Library on the 8th of September will have drag queens reading children's books to your 3 to 8 year olds if you want.
Or older.
Or older, whatever.
If you want.
Well, I guess there's no age limit on drag
not
queens. Is there an age limit on drag queens?
No.
For the audience. If you want to be read to, you can be really of any age.
Of any age.
It's
and have a drag queen read. Do they read bedtime stories?
Won't. I don't know. Probably, Pete, if you ask them to.
I guess they would. They'd read a bedtime story if they want to. So, David, what did you have about the drag queens? Are you disappointed they didn't show up?
Yeah, I'm disappointed they didn't show up. But, Pete, I'm sure if you asked the drag queen nicely that she would be more than happy to come and read you a bedtime story. But real quickly.
David,
I know that the Common Sense campaign organization is organizing some sort of protest to have people out there protesting the day they have this this reading, and I think that's the wrong tactic that they need to take. I think instead of having a protest, what they need to do is they need to book another room inside the Ben Main Main Library, and they need to get some Christian authors or Christian children's writers to come and do a Christian storytelling at the same time for the same age group, and see whose story time fills up faster, the drag queens or the Christians.
Right, so what you're saying is offer, look, this is America, you're supposed to have a choice, so you're saying that the protest should offer a choice, that if you don't want to get read to by a drag queen, we have a youth minister over here in the other room.
Exactly.
I mean,
I guarantee you there'll be more kids in the youth minister's room than the drag queen's room.
But do you think that those folks should come out and protest?
No, I don't think it's going to be useless to protest other than just to draw attention to themselves. And as Christians, we're called, we're taught not to draw attention to ourselves, but to draw attention to Christ. And the best way to do that is to offer a Christian alternative to the drag queen story time.
Well, people can choose what they want to do, and you can go to it or you cannot go to it. I actually think that protesting it, they have the right to protest it, and really what they're doing is saying that there is a significant amount of the American society that still says it's wrong. It's wrong. We don't want you to come here.
Else they wouldn't need to protest.
Now, just so the folks here at CERTAS, I know some of you may have heard the rumors that the drag queens were coming to protest tonight.
We haven't seen them
yet. We haven't seen them yet, but I want to remind you, if they show up, we will be charging a $5 cover.
Yeah.
So be ready.
There's a sign that says free beer tomorrow.
There is free beer tomorrow. We're at CERTAS Brewing. We'll be right back. Open lines at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the CERTAS Brewing Studios in downtown Mobile at 600 Government Street. That's right. We are live on location at CERTAS Brewing. If you're sitting at home and don't know what to do and you're bored, you need to get downtown right now to CERTAS Brewing at 600 Government Street.
It's truly a great place. There's things throughout the week, like trivia.
Trivia night.
It's just a great place when you want to enjoy the weather, be outside.
And really, really good beer. So, hey, but at the bottom of every hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. They can provide you with custom-made shirts, dry-fit shirts. They can signs for your political campaign. If any of you want to run for office or whatever you want to do, call ABC Signs or go to ABC Shirts. Get your shirts for your family reunion, your employees. Or, look, if you just want a shirt with that says, I love CERTAS Brewing with John CERTAS' face on it, they'll do that for you. They will make that for you.
Your drag queen dance
No, if you want a drag queen dance team shirt,
T-shirt.
Call ABC Shirts. They can
They'll
do that as well. They can do anything.
Anything.
Give them a call at ABC Shirts. Go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, and they bring to you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Can read it, Pete.
All right. Looks like I'm reading it. I had the audio.
Pete, it's okay because you channel Reagan.
I know, but I hate to imitate him. I'm a very poor imitation.
But you do. He lives through you.
All right. Here is some remarks from Ronald Wilson Reagan from the NAACP convention speech in 1981. You are the ones who are out of step with our society. You are the ones who willfully violate the meaning of the dream that is America. And this country, because of what it stands for, will not stand for your conduct. And he was talking to the NAACP in 1981, and he made those comments to racists and said, we will not tolerate racism, we don't want racism, and we will not stand for it. And that's what he was saying. And I picked that quote because this week's column in the Call News or the Washington County News or
by
the Tri-City Ledger.
Did you bring some copies
tonight? I brought
tonight?
Copies of it. If anybody wants to read it, come up here and grab a paper.
People can get. Are they free, Pete?
They are free.
Oh, see?
But the, that's right, they're free.
If you're
free.
Here, you get one.
But the column is, Racism Roots is Progressive's Excuse. And what the column talks about, and why I picked that quote is, you may remember here a couple weeks ago in Washington, there was a Unite the Right rally, right?
Yes, yes.
Of all of like 20 people?
Yeah. There was all this hoopla in the news that white supremacists are descending on Washington, D.C., and we can't have this. And so counter-protests were brewing, and the media showed up by the scores. I mean, there was reporters and cameramen everywhere, and like 20 morons crawled out from under a rock for white supremacy rally in Washington. How did they get national media attention for a whole weekend?
Well, I mean, that's a good question.
If they hadn't covered
great
it,
question.
If they hadn't
nobody
covered it, no one would know, right?
Yeah.
So the hypothesis in, or see, the hypothesis, we'll stay with that, and the racism ruse is progressives' excuses. The left is actually propping up the racists. They need them.
Yes.
They want the racists to be heard, so they have a stalking horse.
In the same way,
to justify their radicalism.
They don't want us to hear about Molly Tibbetts.
No. And then exactly about Molly Tibbetts.
It's the same principle.
She was killed by a legal alien, which people are going, why aren't we doing something about that? And what's interesting about that is you have the liberals and progressives going, I cannot believe that you're politicizing the death of that woman. And I'm
well,
like,
no. What about Kate Stanley?
What happens every time there's a gun shooting? Mass shooting, gun shooting.
Right. Yeah.
Don't they try to politicize that for gun control?
It has to fit
out.
What's
yes.
going on. Forget the fact. What was the weekend count now in Chicago? Was it 58?
I think last weekend was,
I think it was
last
58.
Weekend was 60-some.
Yeah,
but
about 8,
the whole
7,
point
8,
of that
9.
Is, look, we're not saying that racism doesn't still exist, but it's negligible, really. They don't
correct.
Have any support. Nobody supports white nationalists.
No.
No, nobody's subscribing to these guys. They're being propped up as a stalking horse to justify the violent antics of groups like Antifa. That's exactly what's going on. So that's why we picked that. That's why we have the column. If we caught your attention, come up. You can get one of the Call News.
And you're interested, there's lots of high school football.
High school football in the Call News.
Interesting. Things, and it's getting to be that time of year. So
yes, you need to come grab one and read that. Okay, we've got some callers patiently holding. We got one of our favorite regular callers on line two, Joe Abdullah. What do you got for us, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, Pete? You guys doing okay today?
Good. We're doing good. We're missing you. Why aren't you down here at Certus?
workflow. Hey,
I know you got to work. But what do you got for
us? Well, they used to call them the Law and Order Party, the One Strike You Out Party. Now, with all these white collar and all these Flins and calling all these guys going to jail, all of a sudden, y'all anti-law enforcement.
And now we're still the Law and Order. Order, folks.
Y'all,
I mean, look, those guys broke the law, let them go to jail.
A hometown native. Y'all going to get just judges for this so-called president up there. Y'all turn y'all back on y'all native son.
All right. So, Joe, are you saying now that you're a fan of Jeff Sessions?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that like, y'all turn y'all back on Jeff Sessions, but they're on the Trump. And you know
well,
pretty well that this man is corrupt. You know he wanted to lie as president.
No, Reality. No. None of that's been proven. Joe, that's what we're talking about.
Like they're going to jail.
No, that's what we're talking about, Joe, is that you put these the news headlines out, guilty for this, guilty for that, and they may be, but it has nothing to do with what the investigation was about. It has nothing to do with Trump.
Okay, check this out. They said collusion. They were investigating collusion from the Trump administration. Okay.
No, they
found out another crime.
Joe, there's no collusion there. They haven't proven any collusion. They haven't made it.
Well, y'all have this. That's out of my realm. Y'all go ahead on and investigate this. I'm going to stick with the collusion. I see a crime.
Well, Joe,
I'm not gonna waste
as usual, you just want to see the one side of it, and that's fine.
In the Southern District of New York, and y'all investigate it.
Look, that's a great point. Why is he referring all of those things out? Why is he not handling those things himself? It's because they're not going anywhere. None of this has any new ending. It's all about a narrative to paint a picture of corruption. Because that's what I said. Joe, let me ask you this. Do you think that Hillary Clinton could withstand the scrutiny of this special counsel?
She already been investigated for years.
Investigated by a corrupt Department of Justice. Look, that's what we're dealing with. We have a corrupt Department of Justice, a corrupt FBI,
CIA. You shouldn't say that, man. You shouldn't say that. You talking
no, they are. They're totally corrupt.
You're talking about the law and all the people that are investigating crime. No.
You got to call them as you see them there, Joe.
Well,
nope, you got to call them as you see them, and the leadership is corrupt.
And let us not forget,
behind this buffoon, he got y'all really messed up. He's like a dictator or something, man. That man is organized crime or something. Y'all don't see what's going on? How this man messing this country up?
All right, Joe. We're going to have to agree to disagree, as we
usually
do. But we still missed you here for Serta's Brewing.
We do, and we appreciate
you. You know, we're sorry that you weren't here. You're faithful to call. You missed the drag queen show. They were here earlier. But, hey, keep listening. We appreciate you out there. All right, let's go to line four. We got Solomon patiently holding. Solomon, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, you know. I got my copy of Call News today in the mail. One of the best values in Mobile, Alabama. And I'm sure happy to have that. But I don't know if you've ever been in a courtroom with Jeff Sessions. And I have. And the man's word is good.
That's what I've always thought.
And he... I mean, if you look at what he had to say today, it is, we're here, and I'm in charge, and we're running this race straight down the road. This is much different than Loretta Lynch. This is much different than Eric Holman. And the other truth is, you know I'm a lawyer, but the other truth is, he had to recuse himself because of the perception of impropriety.
Right. It was a perception. But don't you have a problem with the fact that they've gone well beyond the scope of what the intent was? I mean, the whole idea for the special counsel was to investigate Russian interference with the 2016 campaign and election. And we're way beyond that. You know, I mean, it's actually not unlike the Bill Clinton special counsel where, you know, we got way beyond the lying to all sorts of other things.
Well, you're absolutely right. But, you know, the knockout blow is coming from Utah. Some Democrat prosecutor out there in Utah. And I mean, the shoes are fixing to drop. And the hammer is coming down.
You think the hammer's coming down on who?
Sessions has loaded the chambers, David.
So you think Sessions is holding some cards that he's waiting to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that would restore some confidence in Jeff Sessions because he is, like I said, a favorite son of Alabama. Look, Solomon, thank you for calling. We're up against the break. Folks, we're here live at Serta's Brewery at 600 Government Street. It is not too late to get down here and get a fine craft beer and a fine cigar from Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge. We're here living it up. Join us or give us a call or text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios in downtown Mobile at 600 Government Street. We are live, on-site, remote broadcasting. First time ever. If you're not here, you're missing it. It's a great crowd tonight, and we're just having a great time drinking craft beers and fine cigars from Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge. And we have with us from Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge, Michael Manis, one of the proprietors of Havana Ray's Cigar Lounge. And now tell us, you've got a couple of businesses here where you sell fine cigars.
We do here, Pete. Thank you very much for having us. And we want to thank John Cerda and all the crew here. They're great. We've known John and them for a long time, so we're really happy to put this event on. We've been here in Mobile for, we've had Cottage Hill Package for about 43 years, and we've been in the cigar business for around 25 years now. It's something that I think that people have been looking for in Midtown.
Yes.
That we're bringing to them very soon, guys. Havana Ray Cigar Shop and Lounge will be opening up in about a week or so.
And where is it?
It's right at the corner of Airport and Morgan.
Airport Morgan, right there in Midtown.
2351 Airport Boulevard.
Right, right. Not far from the police headquarters, so they can find you. It's easy.
Correct.
No, that's great. And so you're going to have a lounge, and I'm assuming that you will have cigars for sale. You can go in and buy cigars to take home.
Absolutely.
Or you can enjoy them there.
Correct. The way that we're going to do this is we want people to be able to come in and enjoy themselves. You can purchase a cigar to go home, relax at home, or if you feel like it, you can come in, sit down one of our nice leather chairs, relax, and you'll be served a drink. We'll have menus. This is not going to be a sit-at-the-bar kind of thing.
Right.
We really want people to really enjoy their experience.
And when you're smoking a fine cigar, you want to relax. You want a big leather chair. You want
That's a nice atmosphere
where you can kind of kick back, relax.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the fine cigar. And I'm looking forward. I can't wait for this thing to open.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I didn't know you were a cigar smoker, and I can see that you're on number two already.
I'm on number two tonight already.
I know we got a cigar customer from Midtown.
You got
already.
It. Look, when John Cerda told me he wanted to have cigar and beer night, I said, dude, I'm in, man. I smoke cigars. I want to be there.
And it's been a great event. I was already talking with John, and we're going to put our heads together, and we're going to make this
Once a quarter,
something like that. It's going to be a great thing. So
no, we want. You know, Teresa wants to do it every week, but I don't think my liver will take it. This has been really great.
It has been, and we appreciate these guys over here at Cerda's Brewing. They're great folks. So it's we're going to do it more often. So
well, good. That's what the fans want to hear. That's what the people here at Cerda's Brewing want to hear. They want to do this again. And certainly the crew here at Common Sense Radio wants to do this again.
Like I said, I know we got one customer.
Look, I had the Perdomo 10th anniversary champagne. That was very nice. And now I have the My Father Sun Grown.
That's a phenomenal cigar. That's a
so
great
we're
smoke.
If we're here late enough, who knows how many we'll smoke.
I know. Well, on the last one, I was a little concerned. I thought you were going to burn your fingers there. But, hey. Yeah.
No, I got it down to nothing. No, we're there. Well, Michael, thank you so much
for coming down, Pete. Thank you very much.
And
for
don't forget, Havana Ray Cigar Lounge is opening in about a week at the corner of Airport and Morgan. You can go there for fine cigars, or visit Cottage Hill Package Store. They've got a great walk-in humidor, and they got a lounge there too.
Yes, sir, we do.
So go to both places. Go see Michael or any of the Manises there, and tell them that you heard it on Common Sense Radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys, for having us on. We appreciate you. All right, I think we've gotten through all the callers, right? We don't have any callers left. There's a few news items that we have not gotten to. Oh, wait a minute. We got to go to the text line. We had a few people text in on the Sessions thing. Apparently, even though this is Alabama, where Sessions is pretty popular, the people text in, which, oh, by the way, you in the crowd, you can text us at 251-343-0106. They are saying that he needs to step down. That's what we're getting in. And we're
Taxman says we should do beer and cigar night again.
Yeah, Taxman from downtown Fly Creek over in Baldwin County says we need to do beer and cigar night
again. He's always right.
And I think, Mark, you're for that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Dalton's for that. Yeah, no, we're good. And Teresa wants to do it every week. I don't know. Teresa's living
wild
and crazy. So, no, this is fun. And then on the other text line, we also had some people text in about the drag queen reading to children, and says that the protest should be a Christian-oriented protest just to show the fact that it is a clash of cultures, is a clash of values. And I think it's appropriate for people to stand up and say, look, it's okay for you to do what you want to do. We're not going to say you can't do what you want to do, but it's not appropriate for children. and it's not appropriate for the people at large. I mean, the way I look at it, keep it on Conti Street.
Well, the sharing of ideas in the marketplace, in the town square, has always been a hallmark of this country. The problem is when those on the right get shouted down and
right.
not able to make their points.
Yes.
And those on the left think they're entitled to
make
all
their
of
point.
The points.
And then we all have to listen and accept their points. And that's really, that was the thing with the column about racism, is they're trying to make it a categorical condemnation of conservatives. Say, no, they're racist. Never listen to anything they say.
Right.
And that's actually what's going on with this drag queen thing, is because it's a provocation. Because really, if they wanted acceptance, why wouldn't they have somebody like the Democrat nominee for governor in Vermont? It is a ugly man who's dressed as an ugly woman. But he's dressed just as a woman. He's not got, you know, all the makeup, and he's not sashaying around like he's getting ready to get on a pole somewhere, right? So why don't they have that guy come and read to show that, look, this is just a dude wearing ladies' clothes? I mean, maybe there would be
some
logic to that. But still, why are kids got to be exposed to that?
It's confusing to me as an adult.
Well, here's
I'm
the
pretty
thing.
Old.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing. If you don't want your child to be exposed, don't take him to that story reading. That's a conversation I would never have wanted to have with my children at age 3, 7, 9 years old.
Right. But that's not...
They don't need to be worried about sexuality. Exactly. I mean, that's another thing that they said. This was in the news here a few weeks ago, is that there are now people who are having children, and they call them they babies. Because
they
said,
look... they decide what they want to be.
Yeah, we're going to wait till the kid decides what he or she wants to be. Look, the kids are trying to figure out the world.
My kids
you
don't know
give
what
them
they
some
want
guidelines.
To eat for breakfast.
No, exactly. They don't know what they want for your breakfast, right?
That's, yeah. I don't know what I want to eat for breakfast.
No, I know. My kid wants a Pop-Tart for 6 weeks, then all of a sudden he don't want a Pop-Tart no more.
Right.
Changes his mind.
So let's not do something that's...
really messes with. And look, they try to figure out relationships.
Changeable.
They look at you and they go, okay, you're the dad, you're the mom.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that kind of figured out. And then you want to confuse them and go, wait a minute, you're the dad, but now you're the mom?
It is confusing. And you know what? It makes me think of, like, there's a candidate, I believe it's in Vermont, and they're touting them as the first transgender. But that's all I've heard about the person, not about what their platform is, what their qualities are. Just that.
Yeah.
And doesn't that kind of go against the whole idea?
No, I think it does. It goes against the idea. It's just not appropriate for children.
Well, no.
But look, we have had a great night here at Serta's Brewing at 600 Government Street. Great venue, great craft beers, fine cigars from Havana Ray Cigar Lounge. This has been great.
Great people.
Great crowd. Really.
Absolutely.
They have only thrown a few things. I mean, literally.
You dodged that egg really well, Pete.
I mean, only two or three things they threw tonight.
Your cat-like reflexes came in.
Yes, yes, absolutely. No, it was a lot of fun. We hope to do it again. Folks, you missed it. And, hey, we're out of time already. Honey, it's time to come home.